A support person can greatly assist with expressive communication by explaining how the individual communicates. By communicating what the person has generated in situations where you've not understood the message, and by conveying information that the individual has directed them to share with you. They can use techniques such as echoing or repeating what the person has said or communicated, or they can probe what the person is meaning to communicate if their message is unclear. The support person must verify or confirm that what they are saying is what the individual means to communicate. And when assisting, a support person should not persuade or influence the individual's communication in any way, and they should not provide their own opinions, advocate, or make decisions. In critical situations where there's evidence of abuse of power, coercion, or undue pressure, it's important to engage a qualified, impartial speech-language pathologist to assist with communication, and we will be discussing this later in this session.